This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Agribusiness Matters is brought to you by ADM Regenerations, rewarding farmers for conservation. United States Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, has made comments this week critical of both the Biden administration and the Trump campaign over policies that directly impact agriculture. Grassley on Tuesday was critical of the EPA's delay in announcing RVOs for 2026 through 2028. He's also spoken out against trade policy from the Trump campaign and its platform, which features tariff-led trade policy. We will hear more from Senator Grassley next.
ADM Regenerations is the industry's leading program for rewarding ag producers for conservation practices on their farms. ADM makes it easy to enroll and participate. There are no long-term commitments, and we pay generously for practices like cover crops, emission scoring, no-till, and nutrient management practices. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. To learn more about your state's incentives, visit admregenerations.com.
Senator Chuck Grassley says that the Trump campaign and the GOP platform that calls for a tariff-led trade policy is not friendly to ag trade.
It's anti-free trade, and I think it hurts agriculture because we're very dependent upon exporting about a third of our production, and I think it's going to be very unhelpful.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured content from BEX.
As we get into the month of July, it is now a crucial time frame for pollination for both corn and soybeans. However, as we hear in this featured conversation with Southwest Iowa BEX agronomist Nate Meyer, high temperatures in the next couple of weeks are raising some concerns.
Well, one thing we want to have is we don't want it to be too hot and too dry. If we have both of those at the same time, we can greatly reduce the pollination on our corn there. So right now, moisture levels are looking very good. I am a little bit nervous coming into this week and early next week where we're going to have some highs close to 100. At that point, we do have some issues with pollination there, but we have the moisture, which is good. So if we were hot and dry both, like we have been in the past couple years, I'd be more worried. But I think we get through that first stretch there, and the 10 to 14 day outlook looks very good for pollination. I would expect to have pretty good pollination this year across the board.
For more agronomic data and advice on planting strategies, contact your local seed advisor at BexHybrids.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.